Hello everyone, my name is Lindiwe Mdali and I will be taking you through session 2 of this presentation. Jared has covered the paragraph structure topic and I will focus on question words used in your assignment. I use Bloom's taxonomy diagram to illustrate different question words and the relevant actions you need to perform when writing your assignment. A good understanding of question words will enable you to better answer your assignment questions. The following diagram is from the website schoolofeducators.com. Bloom 1956 has provided us with this taxonomy to assist us to compose questions on different levels of thinking. This taxonomy ranges from lower to higher levels of cognitive thinking skills. These levels are, and I will shortly provide more detail on each level. There's knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. You will see that the diagram has 6 categories ranging on a spectrum of low-level thinking to high-level thinking skills. Both kinds of skills are important. However, at honors level, you are expected to be thinking at a higher level. Certain question words will require low-level thinking, which we hope you have mastered by now, and yet others will require higher-level thinking. The type of thinking required from you is determined by the question words. Allow me to illustrate. Low-level thinking skills are as follows: knowledge, comprehension, and application. High-level thinking skills are analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. Not all question words are on the same level. Some questions are easier to answer, whereas other questions may require a great deal of thinking from you. The question word distinguish falls under the category analysis, and it is more of a high level thinking than low level thinking skill. When a question asks you to distinguish between X and Y, you need to take into consideration the differences of the two topics that sets it apart from one another. The question word explain falls under evaluation, and it is also a high-level thinking skill. When asked to explain, you discuss and clarify to ensure that the reader clearly understands your argument. You make use of illustrations, descriptions, or simple but logical explanations. Identify falls under the application category, and it is a low-level thinking skill. When asked to identify, you name the most important characteristics of a topic. Summarize is in the comprehension category, and it is a low-level thinking skill. When asked to summarize, you give the key aspects of a topic in a brief discussion. You omit minor details and focus on the main facts, which are the most important. In order to properly understand your text, you need to be aware of the different kinds of information, and you also need to understand how scientists do their work. Describe, explain, discuss, compare, analyze, argue, counter-argue, criticize, evaluate. You must also be able to recognize when comparisons or contrasts are being made in a text. Words or phrases such as, on the one hand, however, and yet, often indicate that contrasting or conflicting information is being presented. Instead of simply describing each of these findings and leaving it at that, you need to go a step further. After describing these studies, make a generalization. What is the main tendency or pattern that emerges from these findings? Phrases such as, From the research, it appears that, or these studies suggest that, or the research evidence indicates that, are useful in reporting patterns or tendencies. All of this can be found in your tutorial letter 301, section 9.5. The question word outline is in the comprehension category and it is a low-level thinking skill. When asked to outline, you present the data in a brief, logical, and systematic manner. Interpret is in the comprehension category and it is also low-level thinking skill. When asked to interpret, you explain or give the meaning of something in terms of a more common concept. Your explanation should be as practical as possible. Define or give a definition. This question word falls under the category knowledge and it is a low-level thinking skill. When asked to define, you give a definition which ideally should be in your own words and always includes a citation. The question word discuss is in the synthesis category and it is a high-level thinking skill. When asked to discuss, you discuss a topic by examining its various aspects. A critical approach should be followed in most such cases. As already mentioned, the question word summarize falls under the comprehension category and it is a low-level thinking skill. What follows is a summary. Please note the difference between the extract and the summary of it that follows in the second bullet. You might sometimes be asked to summarize a text in an assignment. The first bullet is an extract from Ntuli and Pretorius 2005, and the second bullet is a summary of the extract. You will notice that I included only the important bits of information, not everything. And this is what you must do when you summarize. You note the most important aspects. The question word compare can be found in the evaluation category. Therefore, it is a high-level thinking skill. For example, compare Robert's 2008 study with Ntuli and Pretorius' 2005 study. Here's the comparison. The similarities between Robert's and Ntuli and Pretorius' are that both studies carried out pre- and post-tests to determine the effect of storybook reading on vocabulary development. The question word contrast is found in the comprehension category, and it is a low-level thinking skill. When asked to contrast, you focus on the differences between two or more concepts. Please see the example below. The question word justify falls under the evaluation category, and it is a high-level thinking skill. You may sometimes be asked to justify your answer, in which instance, you need to explain the basis of your argument by presenting the evidence that informed your outlook. In such answers, you need to present your evidence in a convincing way, demonstrating good reasons for adopting your position. Also, you may want to consider arguments that are contrary to your position before stating a conclusion to your arguments. Providing examples shows understanding and helps back up the points you have already made. Always think of relevant practical examples to include in your answers. To illustrate, if your argument is the vocabulary of the learners, Group A learners, who were part of the reading project increased immensely as compared to that of children, Group B children or learners, who were not in the reading project. The example that you could provide is, at the beginning of the project, Group A learners only knew names of objects in their classroom, for example, a door, a pen, a table, a board. But at the end of the project, exposure to more books had helped them to acquire more vocab for objects outside of their classroom. For example, computer, projector, a garage, koala bear, hall. This is all found in Ntulian Pretoria's 2005 reading. To conclude, firstly, whenever you have to write an assignment, you need to make sure that you answer all questions. This does not apply only to assignments, but also exams. You need to answer all questions. Ensure that you go over each question, checking to see if you have answered them all. Also, you need to make sure that you are answering all sub-questions within one question. Although questions tend to overlap, you are encouraged to not repeat the same points across different questions. There's a reason why the questions have been separated. Therefore, you also need to provide different answers to each question. Avoid repetition of examples and points in one question or in different questions. Please ensure that you go through this slide to take note of the remaining points. Everything that has been mentioned here is very important, and you need to familiarize yourself with it. We hope that this presentation has been fruitful and that you learned a thing or two, or that we at least managed to refresh your memory regarding certain aspects of academic writing. If you have any questions or queries, please feel free to contact us. Thank you, and we wish you all the best with your studies.